Well, I guess it ends just like that. Tim Tate finishing up for this Friday afternoon. It's my turn now. Ron Sanchez is taking over the chair. And if I can master how a computer works, I will succeed at creating a radio show today. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving Helena Valley. 3 o'clock, so it's time to go. This is my every other week show, and I'm very happy to be back. I've come a long way to be here today. Let me tell you the important stuff, then I can ramble. The general underwriters at KGLT include Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering furniture, hardwoods, slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumber yard located just south of Four Corners, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, online at mtreclaim.com. Blacksmith Italian, making fine Italian food using home traditional family recipes and fresh Montana ingredients. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Tuesday through Friday for lunch. Located 290 West Kagi across from the Museum of the Rockies. Phone 577-2585 for reservations or online at blacksmithitalian.com. And Danny Manhole Honda in Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks. Online at DannyManholeHonda.com. Okay, that fills us in, doesn't it? Yeah, that's the important stuff that I need to make sure I take care of before I start the entertainment. Quick look at the weather. Today, cloudy and... let's see. Cloudy and showers in the evening. A high of 45 predicted for today, 48, and low of 29 tonight. It's 45 right now and a little damp. It's not raining, but it's damp and breezy. A little chill in the air. Mostly cloudy tonight, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with showers around. Reaching a high of 47 tomorrow. And that's pretty much the... for all southwest Montana, big sky, and Yellowstone Park can expect a little bit of snow tomorrow. So watch out for that. Be careful driving. Always tough the first few snows. So we sort of missed the snow from a week and a half ago. We were leaving town and just saw a little bit of it. Wasn't too bad yet. And it doesn't look like it hit us too hard. Fair enough. Everything's falling now. My tree didn't change color this year. The leaves are just all going to blow off now. And now they're wet, so that makes it really fun to rake. And it's not like you can hire a kid to rake your lawn anymore. They're all too busy with their tech jobs. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky Newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Download now available from the App Store. So yeah, some kid probably created that app. Check this out.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Lainey Lou and the Bird Dogs with Jackson Holt and the Highway Patrol are at the Filler. Martin Sexton performs at the Ellen Theater. Mercedes Carroll is at Live from the Divide. Author Shan Ray is at the Country Bookshelf. The Helena Bighorns play the Bozeman Ice Dogs at Haynes Pavilion. Neil Filobetto is at Norris Hot Springs. Alex Robolata is at Red Tractor Pizza. The Seven Wonders of Bozeman Cancer Support Community Gala is at the Commons. And in Whitehall, the Screams Come True Haunted House is at the Town Hall. In Livingston, the Adams Family is at the Shane Lalani. Paul Lee Kupfer is at the Murray. And Three-Eyed Jack plays at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, Montana Fiber Traditions are at the Holter. And the Jefferson County Fairgrounds presents Big Rock Fright Nights. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, you can. Okay, I'm just going to launch into it today. I got a little bit of an idea. I got a bunch of records. I was traveling, and I brought home a bunch of records. And I'm going to try to spin a few of those today and see what they sound like. But for now, digging deep into the collection. ¶¶
All the world is so delighted, and the kids are so excited, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. The mayor and corporation have declared such jubilation, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. Luther's giving a party, and before the fun begins, he'll present a golden dollar to the father of the twins. The preacher's eyes are glistening, and he's thinking of a christening, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. A million, million people are happy, bright and gay. A million, million people are happy, bright and gay. Bells are ringing in the steeple, it's a public holiday.
It's the movement, if you got the information. Thank you.
Don't you do it now? Don't you break my heart now? Don't you, baby, baby, don't you do it now? Don't you break my heart? Baby, don't you do it now?
That's a Who from, well, I was trying to do the math, 48 years ago? Something like that. 1971, December, at the San Francisco Civic Auditorium. Really ripping it up. And one day we'll get that whole show released. Four or five songs now have been come out on B-sides and compilations and this thing called View from a Backstage that has, six songs from that show, so nearly half the show has been released, and it's a good one. I saw them earlier that summer in St. Paul, 71, and they were ripping, and they added more songs to that fall tour, and they're on tour right now, The Who, and apparently sounding really good, despite Roger having some voice issues. They've got nothing but rave reviews. What happened there? Mark Owen scratching his head. Start off with Beach Boys from A Smiley Smile. Fall breaks back into winter. The Bonzo Dog Band from their debut, Gorilla. You heard Mickey's Son and Daughter. And I don't know why I got that song in my head the other day. But it's there. And you got it. Sounded good, too. Jefferson Airplane live from 69. And finishing up with The Who. 3:23 now on this gray, cold day. Trying to liven things up as best I can when they give me these 3 hours every other week, and I see what kind of damage I can do before it's all said and done. And it's usually substantial.
One of the Earth's most extraordinary creatures is the butterfly. And the Museum of the Rockies invites you to enter the winged insects world with the exhibition Amazing Butterflies, opening October 19th. Amazing Butterflies lets you shrink down in the leafy undergrowth to experience the unusual relationship between caterpillars, butterflies, and their natural surroundings, ultimately transforming into a brilliant butterfly taking flight. Amazing Butterflies, October through December at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Yes, I'll have to go see that. I love museums. Try to go visit them wherever, whenever I get out of town, and the Museum of the Rockies, whenever there's something interesting. The Genghis Khan exhibit that was here earlier this year was fantastic. World-class stuff. So I think I'm just going to continue. I got another idea. I usually don't plan so much ahead, but the first two sets here today were sort of thought out. Though the second one, this one, I had to do some research to make sure my hypothesis was valid. So I'm just going to spin these, and there's some dots you can connect or not.
If I could, yeah. waits patiently with the knowledge that she will have so much to give to someone. Waiting around for the knock at the door. Gentlemen callers, beware. Hoping to see all the flowers and candy he's offered her in every dream she's ever had. Don't mind all the waiting around for someone to come along. I know she's about to be found before too long.
Here's a song that I wrote for the Monkees. If I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings, the 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rains and I rise, I rub the sleep out of my eyes. The shaving razor's old and it stings. But cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and there a homecoming queen? Once thought of me as a white knight on his steed, but now you know how funky I can be. And a good time starting in without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to it? A daydream believer and a homecoming queen. Well, cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to it? A daydream believer and a homecoming queen. Coming clean.
Jon Stewart gave it away. That the musician John Stewart, not the comedian, political activist. That was from the amazing Zig Zag concert from 1974. John Stewart and a host of others playing, and he showing off a song he made a lot of money off of. And that's sort of the theme there. People made money off the Monkees. And I dug deep, partly because I found those Boyce and Hart records when I was in Ithaca, New York. That one was from an album called Test Patterns. You heard Sometimes She's a Little Girl. Boyce and Hart wrote a lot of the stuff for the Monkees. And then I think had a big falling out at some point. You heard Lewis and Clark Expedition, which is two guys who called themselves Travis Lewis and Boomer Clark. The song's Blue Revelation. They wrote at least one thing for the Monkees and tried to kickstart their own career. I know they have an album out. All I have is that single. And it's good. The other side wasn't so good, but that A side was easily could have been handed off to the Monkees and been a hit. And we heard of Nilsson. He wrote at least one song for the Monkees as well. I played a rarity from the box set called Miss Butter's Lament that actually came out on an album by the, what are they called, the Family Tree? I think so, Bob Segrini's band. And they collaborated with Nilsson, and that was his own version, his demo version. And there's a guy, Nilsson, who should have been huge. His at least a couple of his big hits were covers, which is pretty strange. But he has a huge volume of work, and apparently they've resuscitated the album he worked on when he was dying, or dying. He must have been still alive while he was working on it. That'd be my guess anyway. And it'll be coming out soon, apparently. So there you go. I mean, he was a friend of the Beatles. Big deal. I recently saw a film clip of Nilsson playing live. I'd never seen him play live before. He didn't tour or anything. I think he only did a handful of gigs. And this was from a BBC songwriter's documentary. And he's playing guitar. I always assumed he's a piano player. He probably is too. But he's playing some nice guitar in a song. Something to see. I wrote one of those guys who's, you know of him, but you might only have one of his records. Maybe you have the point. See, remember that animated thing that he did? He wrote and did the soundtrack for? Apparently you're going to be able to get that pretty soon too. Everything's coming back. Nothing's lost. You don't have to sit in front of YouTube for hours chasing links. And finish up with John Stewart. 338. Oh, that was nice. Oh, that felt really good. Those little happy, cheerful songs. I'll spoil the mood here in a minute. Yeah.
The Friends of KGLT annual t-shirt design contest is underway. We're looking for two original t-shirt designs for KGLT's 2020 Fun Drive, with a cash award of $250 for each selected design. Entry deadline is Friday, November 15th. Details and entry forms available at kglt.net and on the KGLT Facebook page. Come on, everybody.
Yeah. I can't encourage you graphic artists enough to go out and put something together for us. It's a pretty easy thing, I would think. We get some nice designs these days. People really giving it some deep thought and creativity. That's KGLT, you know, it's a community station. We are the community, you are too. And we all do it for fun. I don't get a cash award for anything here. Should I? Yeah, I think so. I'm just feeling a little bit like this.
Back again in love.
Spinning around the musical dial, pulling up some stuff for you and your ear. Start off a blister cult from their fabulous Agents of Fortune album. You heard The Saint, The Summer of Love. I haven't heard that song in a long, long time. That's a big one.